This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Audrey, Frida, and Arvin. We asked you if CEOs should be on social media and does it help or hurt their brand? 54% of you said that it hurts. Over on our Twitter poll, 46% of you said that it helps. Are there any changes on the Insta poll?
On Instagram, the numbers have changed. From 59% says that it helps and 41% says that it hurts.
There you go. Also, you know, looking at some of the messages that have come in, this is on Insta story by Azri Aris, who says, the best CEO practice is selling the brand without selling it on social media.
Oh,
right? So like maybe, you know, posting stuff that doesn't make you feel like you're being sold something, but you know, inadvertently,
you connect with the person.
Yes.
So then even if the person leaves the company, you're still following the person, not the company, right?
Another one here on WhatsApp, this is by Vela Lai, who says CEOs should be on social media showing work-life balance. Okay,
makes
good
sense.
Point as well.
Before we finish today's show, we have a story about how there's a link between optimism and stress in the company or in the workplace.
And in the head.
In the head.
As well. So this is an article on Fast Company, and it's written by a working mother with a one-year-old baby. And she says that all she yearns for is the idea of work-life balance, but she thinks that there's no such thing. And we've had many shows talking about work-life balance, if it's a real thing or it's not. You know, go check out our podcast on the BFM app, also on our website. We're also on Spotify. Go look for that. But on this article itself, she says that she doesn't think there's such a thing as work-life balance, but when you develop an optimistic mindset, you'll be in a better headspace to manage burnout and depression. You'll also increase your productive energy and will probably see more success throughout your career. This is according to this writer here. And she says that the what are the advantages of being an optimist, right? So optimism is a great tool for decreasing stress and can even give you back as much as 5 stress-free months a year. That's January through May, you know, for the whole year. So, and she actually partnered up on a study with Frost Bank, and they found, they surveyed like thousands of adults nationwide, and they found individuals with more optimism apparently experience 145 fewer days of financial stress each year than pessimists. Also on that study, they found that optimists are 7 times more likely to experience high levels of financial well-being. They feel better about their money, no matter how much they make or they have, and they're significantly more likely to make positive choices about their money, not just being optimists. They also found that optimists have met more of their goals, both personally and professionally. Those who are less optimistic, on the other hand, tend to believe that their goals are unachievable. Optimists are nearly twice as likely to meet their primary life goals on average, and she's not just talking about financial goals. 96% of optimists have changed careers to follow a passion, or they expect to do that in the future. So now, when I first read this, I think of myself as an optimist, but I wasn't very optimistic reading this article. Just because, like, you know, if you look at it on like the flip side, maybe these people are not as stressed, or they are optimistic about their situation because they are financially well off. They don't have to worry about their finances, or they don't have to worry about making positive choices about their finances because they have the finances to begin with, right? And you know, like those who are more likely to meet their primary life goals or and financial goals and career goals as well, maybe it's they are optimistic, they're generally happy because they've got that momentum going already, you know? I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here, you know? So when I looked at it on the other side as well, but the writer goes on to say that there are a multitude of studies that show optimism is a valuable attribute. She says there was one study that she did with a Harvard-trained researcher, and they found that you're 40% more likely to receive a promotion over the next year if you practice optimism. So that's good news, I guess.
Okay.
You know, but
makes
how
sense.
Do you? But not everyone is generally an optimistic person. You know, some people are just generally, you know, they've had a tough life.
Glass half full kind of
glass half empty kind of person, right? So what can you do in order to
some
try
people and don't see the glass, so that's a whole other group.
True, true. So you know, what
from medications advice.
So what can you do to kind of like get in that groove to kind of start being more optimistic? So there are three steps.
Oh, good.
Yes, okay. There are three steps. Number one, take a now step. She says that her survey showed that optimists don't wait for the perfect detailed plan. Instead, they try to accomplish their goals even with a rough one. So in order to be successful at meeting your goals, she says, you know, just try and take the small steps. Focus on those little small increments of progress that you make, and slowly you'll start, you know, feeling that momentum.
Small wins.
Exactly. Number two, focus on the good. She says our mind focuses on the things that we're stressed about, but we often need a little help to see the positive parts of our life that are worth celebrating. So this can help fuel us and keep us going. So each day, take 2 minutes to write down three new and specific things that you're grateful for. Mm. Now, I know, Frida, you did that for a year, right?
You know, and this is such an important exercise, because I was just saying this, just some people by nature are a little bit more melancholic and pessimistic.
Yeah.
By writing it down, it just forces you to be on a more, you know, I'm generally a very optimistic person, so it's even more helpful. But when you're not, like simple exercise like that, just, okay, three things I'm grateful. This morning, the colleague bought me, you know,
nasi lemak.
You know what I mean? I was like, wow, you just started the week right, you know? So you can, and it's just that made my week already, right? That kind of thing. So look out for these things. And I'm just thinking about why, from experience, right? Why are some people so negative? So I've come through life knowing that some people are just born
pessimistic.
Yeah.
Also, I think the gratitude thing, it's sort of like, because we forget the good things we have, right? Like easily, once you have it, then you're not focused on it. You're like, yeah, you know, it's in the bag. So why should I, you know, think about it too much? So that that one I completely agree with. It helps. The gratitude thing, it just like perks you up.
All right, I think I should try that. And number three, expect the unexpected. She says that even optimists experience setbacks, but they are more likely than pessimists to have recovered and learned from those setbacks. She also said that in her survey, learning from mistakes helps to fuel someone's optimism, right? So she says, make a list of three of the most stressful events that have happened in your life, and also how you overcame them and what you learned. And your resilient past will help boost your optimism. So, you know, if you've been through some hard times, but you've managed to overcome that and you've taken some key learnings from that, and, you know, looking back at that list will help you kind of feel like, you know, whatever the other goals and challenges that are coming, I will overcome that too.
Write a book.
I actually love this a lot, because like Frida was saying, that some people are just, you know, they're pessimistic by nature. Like, that it'll be helpful for them to learn. You can learn optimism, I think I've seen people sort of change. Like I used to have friends who used to complain about everything, and then after certain things that happen in their life, they sort of work towards being optimistic. They're not optimistic by default, but it's like learn optimism, and I think it helps them in the long run, especially dealing with stress and stuff.
And you have to appreciate pessimistic people, because, like, for example, in a work situation, right? Oh, this can happen. That's an optimistic person, and the pessimistic person sort of takes you down to reality. I mean, you know, we need
that balance.
You need that balance, right? Yeah. So I guess on a personal nature, how you can be a little bit more optimistic, a little bit more happy, simple exercise, you know, how to be grateful for certain things.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to wrap up today's show. But before we do that, we're going to quickly run down the stories that we covered today. And we started off with...
Right. Do CEOs and social media help or hurt their brand? That was our topic for today.
And over on the Twitter poll, we are still at 54% hurt and 46% help. Mm. So most of you think that they do hurt their brands being on social media. Then we followed up with employee satisfaction. Not happiness should be the focus of every company.
And finally, the story about the link between optimism and stress, as well as the link between optimism and success.
Yeah. If you miss any of the stories, you can find them. You can stream them again via podcast on the BFM app, on the BFM website, bfm.my. And we are on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next is the Breakfast Grill replay. Our guest, or the Breakfast Grill guest, was Chris Skinner, author and blogger of Financer.com. The fintech scene is fast changing, but is it changing too fast? Do we have the right financial, legal and social structures in place to keep up with this pace? The Breakfast Grill spoke to Chris about all that and more. That's coming up next. On behalf of Audrey and Frida, this has been Arvind Yuvaraj, and we will be back tomorrow with Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.